All right, we should be on the air.
The one lonely person that's in the room. Can you tell us if you can hear us?
Yeah, Adam.
Adam,
can you late? Not we're le- not late. It's 3 o'clock and we're on the air. Can you tell us if you can hear us, please? Hmm. No response so far, huh? Guess we both had that same idea.
We're sick and sad because we have no listeners in this chat room.
Aww.
I guess we didn't advertise it enough.
Well, it's you.
It's a phone.
That's you.
It's a phone.
It's you. It's your fault.
Adam?
Yes, he can hear us.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess we'll get started. Thank you for being our only listener today, Adam. We really appreciate that a lot. So, we got another person in.
All right.
All right, here we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show.
I'm the cute one.
I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Uh-huh.
And Julian.
And Julian.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode...
246.
Thank you. And probably 247. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for listening live. We have Adam and La La Lauren in the room.
Yeah, right now we are broadcasting live on Pride48.com.
And we have a sad representation of our show right now, so...
Well, we've been busies, so we didn't have time to... quit texting. We didn't have time to promote the live show as much as we usually do.
That was Nessa. She was just saying she's listening, but she can't be in the room because she's at work.
No, good.
So, there's another guest. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this started first. We haven't recorded in about 2 weeks.
Right.
I have had a life-changing event. And
he's decided to become a woman.
Yeah. I've decided to become a woman. I'm changing my name to...
Rikisha.
Rikisha, which also sounds like a medication, but we're not for sure what kind yet. Oh, damn it.
Shit. Plug it into another outlet and see if that helps.
So we can't win for losing on the mics here. All right. Well, let's start at the ocean noise, but... I'll take ocean noise over the mic cutting out.
Right. So. We can't figure out what the hell is wrong with... I just wish we could get all new equipment. That would be awesome.
I know.
So we didn't have to worry about it. We could just go, here, take this.
Yeah.
So, yes, I had a life-changing event last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Drew broke up with me. So I don't want to go into any further detail. Some people know more than others, but we're going to still continue to be friends. I have some questions on how that may go, but,
yeah, me too.
You know, he's a good guy and he has things he needs to straighten out in his life and well, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
So I wish well to Drew. I hope all you guys do too. You can still talk to him or do whatever you want to do. It's good. We're going to try to continue to be friends, which leads me to the first topic that I was going to talk about,
which is,
well, should we answer Adam's questions first? Before it gets too lost in the chat room? Fuck! All right.
I guess I'm just going to plug in. We're going to bring another mic up here.
I don't know. I think it might be the soundboard. Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's very possible.
Oh, the ocean noise is getting real bad now. All right, 1 second, people, while we get this shit started.
Ugh, God. Why can't I ever have a mic that works? And Ricky's mic always works.
Always.
Always.
What is that?
Oh. I had my hand on it.
Oh, just one moment, people. One moment.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, my hand's off of it now.
Let me plug both of them in just in case.
Yeah, because you know one of them.
The sound went away.
What?
This was so weird.
Yeah, you know one of them's going to go out eventually. Yeah. So, anyway. Do you want to go ahead and answer those questions?
Yes. What happened after putting up the Christmas trees yesterday?
Mm.
That's really not for me to say.
The short answer is, me and Chris retired to the bedroom and had some fun.
Mm-hmm. The long answer is that we drank two bottles of champagne while we were putting up our Christmas trees.
And I got a case of the hornies.
Yeah. So I'm in the living room and I wasn't aware that they were like actually going to bed because there was no warning. So I'm like, hey guys, are you going to come back out? And then all of a sudden I hear, ear, 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 ear. I was like, oh. Womp, womp. Guess I'll sit on the couch in the living room.
Well, it wasn't my intention to be loud enough that you could hear, but apparently the bed had other ideas.
So. I was not aware of what was going on, but I heard a sound in my room. I was sitting in the living room, and I heard a sound in my room, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Apparently, the echo from one side of the wall was hitting the other wall, and that's why I was able to hear it. And then I just heard Julian, and I was like, nice performance.
And apparently you heard me say at some point that I didn't care if Ricky hears or not.
I hear Chris just mumble something. You're like, I don't care. And just kept going. And I thought I heard a couple slaps, but I'm not for sure if I did or not. I was like, okay, well then. Anything to make you want to kill yourself.
Sorry.
The second question. Is that it? Is that all you want to talk about on that?
Yeah, that's okay. All I want.
Why is Ricky trying to kill Finbar?
Yeah, why are you taking your dog into the bathroom with you?
Oh.
When you drop a Taco Bell deuce?
because
you know the smell is going to kill him.
No, the thing is the reason I do that.
That.
Got it. Love it. Because I'm used to him trying to pee on stuff. And if he's in the bathroom, I know he's not going to pee on anything while I'm in there. So that's why he goes in there. And plus he follows me in there all the time. So
you called him in there.
I did then.
Finbar, come smell daddy's doo-doo fumes.
He loves it.
Ugh.
He loves his dad that much.
Ugh. That's why his breath stinks so bad.
Probably.
Okay, I'm done. Clean daddy up.
Gross. You're going to make me fucking squirt. Lauren says, this should not be a downer cast. We must talk about douches immediately. Let's talk about douches, because I did have a question that Lala Lauren did answer, and I think, I can't remember who else it was on Twitter. They were talking, because remember I asked, are there any women that listen to us that actually douche?
Oh.
And Lala Lauren says you're not supposed to do that. The lady parts clean themselves, but the only time you douche is when you're a dirty girl. Like when you've been doing nasty stuff or not taking showers.
So
and I was like,
you have to douche after you have intercourse?
No, because apparently it's self-cleaning.
So define being a dirty girl.
Like
other than not taking a shower.
Probably being a dirty girl with like five guys at a time or something like that. Like something like ripping you up or
that's
something.
Like that's not normal.
And for the record, Lauren does not douche. She said.
That's not normal.
To be with five guys at one time?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess most girls, I guess they do that. Do-do. Why do I keep saying do-do? She said she's confident in her self-cleaning lady parts.
Well, good for her.
Let's see. What else we got here going on in the chat room? Yay, I'm here. Missed some of the beginning. What was that about? Working through stuff. Ricky, I tweeted Julina telling him that you streamed their session.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. And I probably could have just turned up the microphone and went, oh.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
So we put up our Christmas trees last night. And I actually haven't had my Christmas tree up probably, I think it was 3 years.
Right.
So, because I really wasn't excited about Christmas or whatever. And even though I probably have a reason not to be excited this year.
But
I was happy.
I think both of us were kind of in the spirit last night.
Right.
And certainly the pills and champagne didn't hurt.
Yes. Legal pills that are prescription.
Yeah,
so.
They're prescription.
But we had a good old time putting up
did.
The Christmas tree.
We did two trees, one in the dining room, one in the living room. And
but I think by the time we got to my tree and we're putting in the lights, Julian was like, no, ma'am.
Well, I pretty much had to put up my own light, so I figured you could put up your own lights.
You only had two sets. I had
11 sets. It is not my fault that each set of yours was only 3 feet long. I bought the sets that were 12 feet long each, so I only needed two.
Guess 3316. It's / Nick / and then what you want to change your name to. Let's see here. Yeah, the Christmas tree. And I mean, Julian used my decorations. I have two sets. I have purple and gold and blue and silver.
Yeah.
So he used the purple and gold, and I used the blue and silver, and it looks good from outside the house.
Yeah, it looks really good. I had some ornaments, but I was not happy with the amount that
right.
there were, because there just weren't enough for a tree that big.
Right.
So.
But it's like, I mean, it looks perfect, I think.
That looks great.
It's just too bad we won't have any Christmas. Maybe we should just get some boxes and wrap them up and just have them under the tree. So it can look like we have gifts.
No, then somebody will break in and steal our boxes.
Oh, speaking of gifts, Julian and I. And oh, a whole new subject.
Ding,
are we
ding,
done
ding,
with Christmas?
Ding, ding.
For right now, we are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you want to make the announcement?
No, I'll let you.
Okay. So I don't know how long you guys have been listeners to the show. And you know the website has changed once since I've had it for almost 4 years. It was originally red, and then it got changed to black. But I would like to announce thank you to Steve in the UK.
Okay.
Has been working really hard on our website, and he has actually updated it. So if you guys want to go take a look and look at it now, there's still a few things we'd probably work on. Like the pictures and things like that. But as we start adding pictures, it'll start looking different.
Yeah, because the pictures that are showing now are basically a placeholder for past shows that, you know, we didn't
attach pictures on.
We didn't attach pictures to when they were originally posted. So,
we want to give a big thanks to Steve. He did a wonderful job.
Absolutely. And he's, you know, addressed every concern we've had and worked with us to tweak some things that, you know, we weren't crazy about in the beginning, but I mean, it looks great and I'm totally, totally happy with it, how it came out.
We put Sarah Palin on there because, you know, you betcha.
You betcha.
It's the best damn.
So
it's the best damn website out there.
Sarah is our default picture.
Yeah. She's pointing over to Russia.
Because you know what? The original default picture was a fucking hot dog with mayonnaise on it. And that was not working. So,
you know, we just got this new website and we're just going rogue. That's what it is.
That's when two mavericks have a podcast like Ricky and me.
And we get all mavericky and we just go rogue.
That's right. So.
But we love the website. It's so cute and adorable and has everything that we need on it. He's actually working on different themes to put on the website. So probably in a couple days, you're going to see a Christmas theme.
Yeah, we're going to have a Christmas.
And I think he said Halloween,
yeah.
Gay Pride, and
yeah.
Something else. And
yeah.
He could probably make that all up. So thank you so much, Steve. We
yes,
really appreciate it.
Thanks a million, because, I mean, it looks great. And he put a lot of time and effort into that.
Right. And he actually cared about what we thought.
Yes.
And we did everything by email.
Yeah.
That was like the most amazing part to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, we're not the technical savvies that you think we are. We can barely get this shit going. We have the hamsters running on the ground right now.
And if you think that's bad, I'm much less technical than Ricky is.
Right.
Because I can barely operate the PS3 in there.
He knows how to put his headphones on.
I know how to be pretty and funny.
Variable Virgo, he helped also with the page too.
Yes, he did.
Early on. So I don't know how much they collaborated together, but thank you for both for ideas.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Now, then speaking of the website, you could scroll down a little bit and you're going to see, let's just describe it a little bit to these people. So we can give them like a verbal.
Okay. If they're listening to the show.
I'm talking about people that are...
They're obviously have a computer.
Right, but I'm talking about the people that
so
are...
they can go to the website and see it for themselves.
A verbal commentary for the recorded listeners.
Who have downloaded off a computer. But go ahead.
I just want to say, if you go halfway down, you're going to see where Ricky's wish list is for Amazon and Julian's wish list for Amazon. And it would be wonderful to have some Christmas presents under the tree for us.
Yes.
It would be wonderful to have, so.
Yeah, that's my people that don't want to spend a lot of money on me wish list.
Right. And that's my if you want to spend a lot of money or if you don't want to spend a lot of money wish list.
Yeah, I'm more realistic than you.
But, you know, what would be more awesome than anything is maybe a new mixer and two new microphones with cables that work.
Well, your mic fucking works.
Yeah, I don't know why mine is so special.
And you maybe sit yours on the floor with the hair and fin bar rubbing up against it. And... Excuse you.
Excuse me. I don't know if they can hear that or not, but...
Also, too, you know, we got to get our... Christmas cards.
Yes. Made up here. We're doing our Christmas cards and
get some good pictures of us with the dogs now that I have my camera back finally.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did get that back.
Yeah. we get those pictures done and get our official Foul Monkeys Christmas cards going.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that today. Get the picture. And then if you guys want a Christmas card from us, you can either email us. Actually, the best thing for you to do is to email us your address, or if you send us something, we'll also send you a, we'll send you a card. So, and I think that Steve said there's already something in our post office box, so I'll have to go check that out after the show.
Yes, you will.
So, but I really like the website, and I can't help but not look at it.
I'm holding out for a big bag of anthrax.
From Joe.
Speaking of Joe, I cannot believe that as racist as part two of the last live show was, which was the last episode we released, that he did not even bother to call and leave us a voicemail.
How dare him?
He can call every other fucking podcast.
In the world.
So I don't want to hear the shit that he does not have time.
Yeah.
He calls everybody else except us.
We tried to be so racist that he would call in, and he still didn't call in.
No. Not a thing. You even said, boy, we haven't been racist at all. Joe won't have a reason to call in. So I went and got racist on you. And no.
I mean, what is it going to take? Like killing a live person on our show to get somebody to call in?
A lynching?
Oh, I didn't want to say all that. Joe's working right now. I don't even think he's listening.
A retail queen.
He's a retail queen.
Mm-hmm. He works on weekends.
Veritable Virgo said he'll call in. I still haven't got the... All right. I know how to do the Skype recording when it's not live.
Uh-huh.
Like if we were doing a show just recording.
Yeah.
I know how to do a Skype call for that.
Okay.
But doing a Skype call for a live show, I still have not gotten that. And even though Arthur down in New Zealand sent me the instructions in words, it's just not working for me. I'm not getting something. I'm missing something. So I really need a picture menu, a picture of where things plug in so I can get that. And until I can find something like that, or if I can get someone here to actually do it for me so I can learn how to do it.
Right, right.
I can't do it because the instructions that he gave me, I mean, he did a great job on them. It's just, I'm missing something or I don't have something that's in the instructions that I don't get.
Is that what we tried to do during the original Pride 48?
No, that was something completely different.
Okay.
No, gotcha. This would actually use Skype.
Uh-huh.
And we would call them.
Okay, gotcha.
And it would record them. They would be able to hear us. And then the live people would be able to hear the person on the Skype call also.
Okay.
But I can't figure out how that works.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Archer could teach me, but I guess he's dead. He only comes back to life like every 10 days to do a show. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Veritable Virgos, you can send me the instructions. Maybe I can sketch something up for you. I guess that means I'm a visual learner. What do you think?
I think so.
So what else we got to talk about?
Oh, geez.
We have 40 fucking minutes to fill in today.
I'm sure we have plenty to talk about. How about trimming a Christmas tree?
I don't know what that means, apparently.
No, apparently Ricky has never heard the expression to trim a Christmas tree.
Well, I have.
Apparently he thought we were going to get a live tree and cut the bottom of it off, and that's how you trim it. instead of putting decorations on it.
Yeah, because, see, that's what I've heard. It's called decorating the Christmas tree. And
was that your brain exploding from information overload there?
I don't... Can you guys hear that? Those weird noises? It sound like a balloon. Like, you know when you take a balloon and you stretch the end of it and make the air come out of it? It's like... You know, it makes that high-pitched noise. That's what it sounds like.
Ooh, I know what it was.
What?
I think it was that mic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one, though?
The one on the left.
My left or your left?
My left.
So this one?
Yes.
Okay.
The west one.
So you guys can hear the noise? Can you guys hear that?
Yeah. Is that a yay or a nay?
I forget that there's a delay here.
So anyway, trimming the tree.
Yeah, trimming the tree, now I know, means decorating the tree.
Yes, not cutting.
Where does that come from, though?
Is
that in a Christmas song anywhere?
I don't know. It's an old term. It's way before my time or even your time. But that's what I've always heard it called.
Well, you know, I'm so old, I probably came up with that actual saying. Yeah,
I'm sure in Virginia they say, we gonna put the stuff on the tree, y'all. But
just like they do in Mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
Not here in Lakeland, not with the Rogues, not with the Maverickies. Wouldn't that be awesome if we did one of our trees as a Sarah Palin tree? That would be so funny.
Loves it. However, we were going to take the stars for the top of both trees and, like, put our picture in each one.
Right. And Big Fatty was like, video podcast. I don't have a top to my tree yet. I'm still looking for it.
He lost his top.
I lost my top about womp, 2 weeks ago. Womp.
As the noise goes.
Let's see. What else we got going on? It's fucking hot outside today.
It is hot. I mean, after being jacket cold yesterday, yeah. It's hot today. I went out and washed one of my cars and sweat my ass off, so.
That noise is fucking killing me.
Ignore it.
Oh, I can't.
Ignore it like you do your dog barking.
I can't ignore that ever.
I'll come home, take a nap. Ricky will come home, all I hear is, burr, 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 burr.
I'm going to fucking murder you. Hey, Stevie B, are you listening on your new iMac that you got?
iMac?
iMac. Are you listening to our podcast in your iMac?
Speaking of computers.
Mm-hmm. Computers.
Yeah, no, we... spent some time this morning working on mine, mm-hmm. trying to figure out why the fuck the new Foul Monkeys website doesn't show up right on my computer for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts the F-O and my face off the header. Which, I mean, when it boils down to it, really, my face is the most important part of the header.
Forget the title.
Yeah, fuck the title. As long as you can see me, I mean, that's really what's important. But no, it cuts it off on my computer.
Let's see. I have to find the email that you sent me that I woke up to this morning, and I was like, oh, well.
At what time? 11?
Yeah.
10:30?
Let's see here. Let me find it. Here it is. The subject was new website. For your information, the header of the page is cut off on the full screen PC version as well. It says, ooh, monkeys, and cuts my pick off. This needs to be addressed ASAP. Sent from my iPhone. And I read it to Julian this morning. He goes, oh, that does sound kind of bitchy.
Well, I woke up with a headache from 2 bottles of champagne that we consumed last night, and...
Mm-hmm. Whoa, now there's an airplane taking off.
It's a Piper Cub. Oh, there we go.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I went to Ciao Bella yesterday.
Right.
The Italian restaurant. Mm. Oh,
and was tweeting pictures of the Italian guy that works there.
He was
there.
So hot.
So why did
fucking adorable.
So why didn't you go up and talk to him?
Oh, because he spoke Italian.
You don't think he speaks any English?
Maybe. I don't care if he speaks English.
You both were probably fluent in skank.
I think he was gay, but...
Mm-hmm. Which I once slept with a Chinese guy that spoke almost no English, but I mean...
Oh, a Chinese guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do the Asians, sorry.
Lacist.
Not that I don't do.
Lacist.
I'm sure I can find a really nice Asian somewhere, but I just don't. That's not what I go out and look for.
Was not the point of my story.
Oh, well.
The point of the
I
story.
I made it about me.
Yeah, of course you did. The point of my story being that we didn't. He spoke very little English, but.
Right. But it still happened.
More than once.
Oh. Stevie B, there is no excuse for that computer to still be in the box at your front door.
And yes, Veritable Virgo, dick is the universal language.
Stevie B, now if you can't handle that computer, I can give you the address to send that computer to, who will be able to handle it for you. Yeah, really good.
Would that person be you?
All 21.7 inches of it.
I've heard you like 21.7 inches.
Oh, I'd rather have 27 inches instead. Yeah, that's nice.
Would it be 27 Latin inches?
Yeah, because 27 AOL inches? Mm. No.
27 uncut.
Doesn't work for
inches.
Me. All right. Let's see. It's 3:23. We're going to try to do the... here in a few minutes, we'll just close the show as if like we're doing... a closeout.
Okay.
And then we'll start a new episode.
We now have somebody in the room called Hot Italian Guy.
Yes. Stevie B, what kind of help? This is what you do with your iMac. You take it out of the box, you plug it up to the wall, and you turn it on. That's all you do. There's nothing, it's not that hard.
Well, obviously, you're going to have to plug an Ethernet cable or something into it.
Yeah, but even then, I mean,
that's
it's
not
just
that hard. Yeah.
Jesus. Yes. Hey, hot Italian guy.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella. Sexy.
You wanted his Italian sausage.
God. Boy, did I. Let's see. What else do we got going on? It seems like so much went on the past 2 weeks that we could...
Fuck. Well, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving happened. Yeah.
Black Friday.
Black Friday is...
African-American Friday.
Stop doing it.
So.
Sorry about that if you have your ears plugged in and that hurts. What the fuck?
I think it's this mic.
Push it that way until the other one goes out or something. I don't know.
Pardon?
I want all new equipment.
Yeah, I would like new equipment as well.
Fuck!
It had to throw that.
Fuck!
Well, apparently that's not going to work. Anyway.
Mm-mm. This is ridiculous. I cannot.
You know, we thought we had the problem narrowed down to a bad plug on the mixer, but no.
No, not happening. Don't be putting all that
Italian
stuff in there.
Bitch almost said Spanish, and you've taken...
Well, it looks like Spanish.
How many 25 years of Spanish?
40 years of Spanish.
Oh. Maybe I'll have my master's by the time I'm 60.
Oh. Me. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Separate. See if you separate on that. Oh, the ocean's back.
Yeah, the ocean's back.
No, it's gone.
Okay. Well, let's go with that and see what happens.
Oh, so apparently what he just said was, pardon me, sir, you are an explicit sample of masculinity. Can I suck your penis?
Well, then apparently he wasn't talking to Ricky.
No, he wanted me to say that to the Italian guy.
Oh. Ooh, goodness. This, it's Sputnik.
Oh my god. This is killing me.
What is it? We need to take this shit up to Guitar Center, like, this afternoon.
Oh.
And have them trace this problem down.
It's driving me nuts. It's so much trouble.
Driving
to do all that.
Me nuts.
I can't.
You can't what?
I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm getting aggravated.
See, when we had Lou over here to help us troubleshoot, nothing happened.
It was perfect.
Went smooth as butter. So, anyway.
All right, so I guess we'll do the ending for this. Is it 3:30?
It's 3:31.
Okay. So, and what episode is this?
246.
246, are you sure?
No.
Let's double check it. Yes, 246.
How dare you?
Question me. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know Sierra, she's just got to ask all kinds of questions.
Mm.
Thank you for downloading episode 246. Call us at 206-984-FOWL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Send us stuff at the P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We have our wish list set up on our new website. Check out the new website.
Absolutely.
Hooray! You can follow us on Twitter there. Well, you'll follow me on Twitter there. Facebook should go to the Facebook group. We're not sure if that's working yet. You can see YouTube. You can email us. When you hit the little email icon and it comes up with a page on it,
mm-hmm.
It's just awesome.
Yes,
I love it.
I like that very much.
You can subscribe to us through iTunes on there. It's all kinds of sexy.
Mm.
Of course, the blog, the phone number, all that stuff is on there too. And the wish list and the snail mailbox and some podcasts that we listen to and all that good stuff. So, leave us some reviews. We haven't had a review in iTunes for a while.
Mm.
That's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, I'm sad to
That's how upset I am.
Smells like Taco Bell.
It should. All right, well, we're not getting out of here. We're going to continue the second part of the show. So, thank you for downloading episode 246. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you guys have a great week. Bye.